Are there, first of all, this is what, the 28th? I'm getting my second.
That was partly because the services would move, right?
Yeah, it was. I don't know if there's going to be busyness before church or not. I mean, we can meet next week. Is that okay with people? I mean, are they all right? Is everybody okay with that? Or is there some reason we shouldn't? I guess not. Okay, I'll take that as a yes.
I don't know how many. I know there's an outdoor 11 o'clock service. I don't know what else there is. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some other stuff, like an egg hunt, which might be before the 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an egg hunt. We're going, Lisa and I are going to the 11 o'clock, but, you know, we can always listen to it on the online, too, if you have a class.
So, Don, do you want to keep it unless something comes up in the meantime that causes you to cancel?
Yeah, let's assume that we will then, since everything is 10. The other thing, too, though, I think we'll probably run through, we'll probably quit at the end of May for the year. That's usually when we do quit, you know, at the end of the year, even though we could keep going all summer. Nothing ever changes. Everything is 10 o'clock. But anyway, okay, I have my recorder on now, and it's now the 28th of March, and I happen to know that because I'm getting my second COVID shot this afternoon.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, I hear the second one's bad. I felt lousy after the first one, so goodness knows how I'm going to feel after the second one, but... Anyway, better than the alternative.
She was all prepared to be down and out for a few days, and she was fine. So
really,
but neither Gladys nor I had any symptoms at all
for either shot.
We didn't either.
Either shot.
Really? Well, I felt lousy after the first shot, and I have a class on Tuesday morning, so I sure hope I feel okay by Tuesday morning. I warned them that I was getting my shot. We'll see. And but one lady in the class said, well, yeah, but sometimes it's just the reverse. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We'll see. I'll let you know. Anyway, let's go on and talk about domestic laws. And the first one is Sura 2, and this is 223 through 243. So let me find 223. There we go. And let me just see where I'm going here. 243... Okie doke, down to there. And they ask thee concerning menstruation. So here we go, clearly a domestic law. Say, it is a harmful thing, so keep away from women during menstruation, and do not go in unto them until they are clean. But when they have cleansed themselves, go in unto them as Allah has commanded you. Allah loves those who turn to Him and loves those who keep themselves clean. Your wives are a tilth for you, so approach your tilth when and how you like, and send ahead some good for yourselves, and fear Allah, and know that you shall meet Him, and give good tidings to those who obey. This is obviously from the male point of view, right? I mean, everything really is. And you make not Allah...
What does that word mean? Tilth?
Oh, you're a tiller. You're a tiller of a field. You're sowing your seed in the field.
Oh, tiller. Okay.
Yeah, T-I-L-T-H. And make not Allah a target for your oaths, that you may thereby abstain from doing good and acting righteously and making peace between men. And Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Allah will not call you to account for such of your oaths as are vain, but He will call you to account for what your hearts have earned. And Allah is most forgiving, forbearing. For those who vow abstinence from their wives, the maximum period for waiting is 4 months. Then if they go back from the vow, surely Allah is most forgiving and merciful. And if they decide upon divorce, then surely Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. And the divorced women shall wait concerning themselves for 3 courses, and it is not lawful for them that they conceal what Allah has created in their wombs if they believe in Allah in the last day. And their husbands have the greater right to take them back during that period, provided they desire reconciliation. And they, the women, have rights similar to those of men over them in equity, but men have a rank above them, and Allah is mighty, wise. Such divorce may be pronounced twice. Then either retain them in a becoming manner or send them away with kindness. And it is not lawful for you that you take anything of what you have given them, that is your wives, unless both fear that they cannot observe the limits prescribed by Allah. But if you fear that they cannot observe the limits prescribed by Allah, then it shall be no sin for either of them in what she gives to get her freedom. These are the limits prescribed by Allah, so transgress them not. And whoso transgresses the limits prescribed by Allah, it is they that are the wrongdoers. And if they divorce her the third time, then she is not lawful for him thereafter until she marries another husband. And if he also divorce her, then it shall be no sin for them to return to each other, provided they are sure that they would be able to observe the limits prescribed by Allah. And these are the limits prescribed by Allah, which he makes clear to the people who have knowledge. And when you divorce your wives, and they approach the end of their appointed period, then either retain them in a becoming manner or send them away in a becoming manner, but retain them not wrongfully, so that you may not transgress. And whoso does that surely wrongs his own soul. And do not make a jest of the commandments of Allah, and remember the favor of Allah upon you, and the book and the wisdom which he sent down to you, whereby he exhorts you, and fear Allah, and know that Allah knows all things well. And when you divorce women, and they reach the end of their period, prevent them not from marrying their husbands, if they agree between themselves in a decent manner. This is an admonition for him among you who believes in Allah on the last day. It is more blessed for you and purer, and Allah knows, but you do not know. And mothers shall give suck to their children for 2 whole years. This is for those who desire to complete the suckling. And the man to whom the child belongs shall be responsible for their, that is the mother's, food and clothing according to usage. No soul is burdened beyond its capacity. The mother shall not make the father suffer on account of her child, nor shall he, to whom the child belongs, make the mother suffer on account of his child, and the same is incumbent upon the heir. If they both decide upon weaning the child by mutual consent and consultation, there is no blame on them. And if you desire to engage a wet nurse for your children, there shall be no blame on you, provided you pay what you have agreed to pay in a fair manner, and fear Allah and know that Allah sees what you do. And those of you die and leave wives behind, these wives shall wait concerning themselves 4 months and 10 days. And when they have reached the end of their period, no sin shall lie on you in anything that they do with regard to themselves according to what is fair, and Allah is aware of what you do. And there shall be no blame on you in throwing out a hint regarding a proposal of marriage to these women, or in keeping the desire hidden in your minds. Allah knows that you think of them in this connection, but make not a contract with them in secret, except that you say a fair word, and resolve not on the marriage tie until the prescribed period reaches its end, and know that Allah knows what is in your minds, and beware of it, and know that Allah is most forgiving and forbearing. It shall be no sin for you if you divorce women while you have not touched them, nor settled for them a dowry, but provide for them, the rich man according to his means and the poor man according to his means, a provision in becoming manner and an obligation upon the virtuous. And if you divorce them before you have touched them, but have settled for them a dowry, then half of what you have settled shall be due from you, unless they remit, or he in whose hand is the tie of marriage should remit, and that you should remit is nearer to righteousness. And do not forget to do good to one another. Surely Allah sees what you do. Watch over prayers in the middle prayer and stand before Allah submissively. If you are in a state of fear, then say your prayer on foot or riding. But when you are safe, remember Allah as He has taught you that which you did not know. And those of you who die and leave behind wives shall bequeath to their wives provision for a year without their being turned out. But if they themselves go out, there shall be no blame on you in regard to any proper thing which they do concerning themselves, and Allah is mighty and wise. And as for the divorced women, also there should be a provision according to what is fair, an obligation on the God-fearing. Thus does Allah make His commandments clear to you that you may understand. Okay, you got all that, right? So, I mean, we have all these rules about, mostly about divorce, really, and that's apparently the origin of the three times, you know, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you, okay, now you're divorced kind of thing. Any comments? 4:12:26 is the next one.
Well, it is interesting that it's so accepting of divorce within the proper rules as opposed to the Catholic Church anyway.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they didn't even list reasons that you could get divorced. It's what, if you just don't like it, you can get divorced, right?
Apparently so.
Sort of fault-free divorce.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't like you anymore. I'll tell you three times.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing about adultery or anything, Don, right?
Right. No, not there at least. I mean, not that it countenances adultery, but not in that list of commands. The next one is 4:12-26. Allah commands you concerning your children, a male shall have as much as the share of two females. But if there be females only, numbering more than two, like in the, what was that family in Pride and Prejudice? You know, five girls, you know, I see it constantly because Patty watches it all the time. More than two, then they shall have 2/3 of what the deceased leaves. And if there be one, she shall have a half. And his parents shall have each of them 1/6 of the inheritance if he have a child. But if he have no child and his parents be his heirs, then his mother shall have 1/3. And if he have brothers and sisters, then his mother shall have 1/6 after the payment of any bequests he may have bequeathed or of debt. Your fathers and your children, you know not which of them is nearest to you in benefit. This fixing of portions is from Allah. Surely Allah is all-knowing and wise. Every single verse, by the way, ends in that kind of formula, right? You've noticed that, I'm sure. And you shall have half of that which your wives leave if they have no child. But if they have a child, then you shall have 1/4 of that which they leave after the payment of any bequests they may have bequeathed or of debt. And they shall have 1/4 of that which you leave if you have no child. But if you have a child, then they shall have 1/8 of that which you leave after the repayment of any bequests you may have bequeathed ever of debt. And if there be a man or a woman whose heritage is to be divided, or and he or she has neither parent nor child, and he or she has a brother or sister, then each one of them shall have 1/6. But if they be more than that, then they shall be equal shares in 1/3 after the payment of any bequests which have been bequeathed or of debt, without prejudice to the debt. This is an injunction from Allah, and Allah is all-knowing, forbearing. These are the limits set by Allah, and whoso obeys Allah and his messenger, he will make him either gardens through which streams flow, therein shall they abide, and that is a great triumph. And whoso disobeys Allah and his messenger transgresses his limits, he will make him enter into fire, therein shall he abide, and he shall have a humiliating punishment. And those of your women who are guilty of lewdness, call them witness, 4 of you against them, and if they bear witness, then confine them to their houses until death overtake them, or Allah open for them a way. And if 2 men from among you are guilty of it, punish them both. And if they repent and amend, then leave them alone. Surely Allah is oft-returning with compassion and is merciful. Verily Allah undertakes to accept the repentance. How many am I going? 26, that's right. If only those who do evil ignorantly and then repent soon thereafter. These are they to whom Allah turns with mercy, and Allah is all-knowing and wise. There is no acceptance of repentance for those who continue to do evil until when death faces one of them and he says, I do repent now. We've seen that before. Nor for those who die disbelievers, it is for these for whom we have prepared a painful punishment. Let's see, I was going to 26. Oh yeah, well, there we go. Yeah, we'll keep going. O ye who believe, it is not lawful for you to inherit women against their will, nor should you detain them wrongfully that you may take away part of that which you have given them, except that they be guilty of flagrant evil, and consort with them in kindness, and if you dislike them, it may be that you dislike a thing wherein Allah has placed much good. And if you desire to take one wife in place of another, and you have given one of them a treasure, take not aught therefrom. Will you take it by lying with manifest sinfulness? And how can you take it when one of you has been alone with the other, and they, the women, have taken from you a strong covenant? And marry not those women whom your fathers married, except what has already passed. It is a thing foul and hateful in an evil way. Forbidden to you are your mothers and your daughters and your sisters and your father's sisters and your mother's sisters and your brother's daughters and your sister's daughters and your foster mothers that have given you suck and your foster sisters and the mothers of your wives and your stepdaughters who are your wards by your wives unto whom you have gone in. But if you have not gone in unto them, there shall be no sin upon you. And the wives of your sons that are from your loins, and it is forbidden to you to have two sisters together in marriage, except what has already passed, surely Allah is most forgiving and merciful. And forbidden to you are married women, except such as your right hands possess. This has Allah enjoined onto you. That would be sort of an anti-adultery thing, I guess. This has and allowed to you are those beyond that, that you seek them by means of your property, marrying them properly and not committing fornication. And for the benefit you receive from them, give them their dowries as fixed, and there shall be no sin for you in anything you mutually agree upon and the fixing of the dowry. Surely Allah is all-knowing and wise. And whoso of you cannot afford to marry free, believing women, let him marry what your right hands possess, namely your believing handmaids. And Allah knows your faith best. You are all one from another. So marry them with the leave of their masters and give them their dowries according to what is fair, they being chaste, not committing fornication, nor taking secret paramours. And if after they are married, they are guilty of lewdness, they shall have half the punishment prescribed for free women. This is for him among you who fears lest he should commit sin, and that you restrain yourselves is better for you, and Allah is most forgiving and merciful. Okay, more of the same kind of stuff. And then just a couple more. 24, 3 through 11. There you go. The adulteress and the adulterer, here we go, or the fornicatress and the fornicator, flog each one of them with 100 stripes. There you go. And let not pity for the twain take hold of you in executing the judgment of Allah, if you believe in Allah on the last day, and let a party of the believers witness their punishment. The adulterer or fornicator shall not marry an adulteress or fornicatress, or an idolatrous woman, or an adulteress or fornicatress shall not marry an adulterer or fornicator, or an idolatrous man. That is indeed forbidden to the believers. And those who calumniate chaste women, but bring not four witnesses, this is kind of the origin of that, which I read about from time to time, flog them with 80 stripes, and never admit their evidence thereafter, and it is they that are the transgressors. Except those who repent thereafter and make amends, for truly Allah is most forgiving and merciful. And as for those who calumniate their wives and have not witnesses except themselves, the evidence of any one of such people shall suffice if he bears witness four times in the name of Allah, saying that he is surely of those who speak the truth. And his fifth oath shall be to say that Allah's curse be upon him if he be of the liars. But it shall avert the punishment from her if she bears witness four times in the name of Allah, saying that he is of the liars. And her fifth oath shall be to say that the wrath of Allah shall be upon her if he speaks the truth. And were it not for Allah's grace and his mercy upon you, and the fact that Allah is compassionate and wise, you would have come to grief. 31 through 34 in the same surah. Say to the believing men that they restrain their eyes and guard their private parts, that is pure for them. Surely Allah is well aware of what they do. And say to the believing women that they restrain their eyes and guard their private parts, and that they disclose not their natural and artificial beauty, except that which is apparent thereof, and that they draw their head coverings over their bosoms, and that they disclose not their beauty, save to their husbands, or to their fathers, or the fathers of their husbands, or the sons of their husbands, or their brothers and the sons of the brothers, or the sons of the sisters or their women, or what their right hands possess, or such of male attendants as have no sexual appetite, or young children who have no knowledge of the hidden parts of women, and strike not their feet so that what they hide of their ornaments may become known, and turn ye to Allah altogether, O believers, that you may succeed. And marry widows from among you, and your male slaves and female slaves who are fit for marriage. If they be poor, Allah will grant them means out of his bounty and allows bountiful all-knowing. And those who find no means of marriage should keep themselves chaste until Allah grants them means out of his bounty, and such as desire the deed of manumission in writing from among those whom your right hands possess, write it for them if you know any good in them, and give it them out of the wealth of Allah which he has bestowed upon you. And force not your maids to unchaste life by keeping them unmarried if they desire to keep chaste. in order that you may seek the gain of a present life, the present life. But if anyone forces them, then after their compulsion, Allah will be forgiving and merciful to them. Okay, that's that. And then, lastly, and we're almost out of time, but that's fine. I got one more to read you. 54:2-5. 54:2-5. The hour has drawn nigh, and the moon is rent asunder. And if they see a sign, they turn away and say, a passing feat of magic. They reject the truth. Is that really right? 54:2-5. Oh, hang on. 54:2-5. Yep, that's what I put. Let's see now. They reject the truth, but follow their own fancies, but every decree of God shall certainly come to pass. I wonder if I wrote that down. And there's already come to them a great news. I think I must have written something wrong down there, so I'm not sure what that last one was. Well, anyway, we're out of time. You get a taste, at least, of these family laws. And as I say, there's more of that in the Quran than there is of anything else that I can see. It does remind me of Leviticus a bit, you know, all the detail that comes out. And what's the only thing that's left is a couple of civil laws. So I guess we can get into that next week. And then we'll definitely start on talking about jihad, which I think will be of great interest to everybody. So I'm so sorry this morning has fouled up. You know, and things happen from time to time.
Don't forget to end the meeting, Don.
Yeah. I don't own this meeting. I'm just a guest like you. So, all righty. Well, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye bye.
Yeah.
Yep. Bye. Bye bye. All right. Well, that was rather unsatisfactory, I would say.
We have pretty much normal attendance.
No. Yeah, I mean, we had half.